You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is keratin? It's kind of a strange-sounding word, and it's spelled K-E-R-A-T-I-N. You've got it, you probably just don't know it. Take a look at your fingers. Look down at your toes, glance in the mirror the next time you comb your hair. Keratin is in your skin, your fingernails, your toenails, your hair. If you have a pet bird, it's in the feathers, beak, and claws. If you have a pet turtle, it's in the shell and claws. If you're a farmer, it's in the wool of your sheep and the horns of your bull. Keratin is a type of protein. There are many, many different kinds of proteins besides keratin. Proteins are biological molecules, meaning they're organic, found in living organisms. They're made of amino acids, which are molecules that have a specific pattern of carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen atoms. Amino acids combine together to make the different kinds of proteins, like myosin in muscles, fibrinogen in blood, albumin in eggs, or keratin in your eyelashes. Some textbooks even call them the building blocks of proteins, and each protein has different characteristics. For keratin, it's considered fibrous and structural. Fibrous has to do with its shape. Keratin molecules are long, stringy chains or sheets. These fibrous molecules can be straight, coiled, or folded up. Structural means they have a certain form and help make up the shape of the material they're in. For example, your hair structure, straight or curly. There are two primary shapes or forms of keratin. The term alpha keratin is used for a chain, spiral, or coil shape. Beta keratin refers to sheets stacked on top of each other. Wool is alpha keratin, so is an eyelash. Spider webs and silkworm cocoons are beta keratin. Even though you can see the material, don't be fooled by size. We're dealing with molecules, microscopic building blocks. For example, one of the exhibits at my science center says that a single eyelash can have 200 trillion keratin molecules. That's a 2 followed by 14 zeros. Keratin also has a lot of sulfur atoms. About 5% of human hair is sulfur. These sulfur-containing molecules bond together like the rungs on a ladder to affect hair shape. More bonds make curlier hair. So, try this activity at home. Make sure that you're over a sink near water. Clip a little bit of hair from your head. Using forceps or tweezers, carefully hold it over a candle flame to burn the hair. And that smell?
Ew!
Yeah, that's the sulfur. Well, we've just learned a little bit about keratin. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.